Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome out there, Radio Land. This is the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest show on the planet, and I am the host of the hottest radio station, the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich getting it in tonight, y'all, and we have a special guest co-host tonight. We have DJ Unique in the building.
What it do.
Yes, it is Motivated Mondays, DJ Unique, and we have so many wonderful guests tonight. We're excited. It's Ladies' Night on Motivated Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yes, motivated. You motivated?
I am motivated. Yes, I am. We have a charity coming through, Tiffany Jones of $1 College, as well as Miss Khaleesi's Reality. She's going to be talking about her blog and her motivation. And we're going to end the night with an author, Miss Hannah Spivey. So it's going to be pretty hot.
Oh, man, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that.
Yes.
Com.
Yes. Yes.
I'm motivated
ready.
Like T.I. You know, you know that song? Motivation.
Yes.
That's
motivation.
My joy right there. Motivation. Where you get that name from? Oh, now.
Because, you know, on Mondays, sometimes you don't feel as motivated, so you got to get that little push. But, you know, we go in hard, though, from Sunday to Monday, Tuesday, every day of the week. We going hard.
Oh, man, that's how I go.
And, you know, we bring the best. Getting over a cold. We bring the hottest guests. We have the hottest of the hottest. So tonight it is going down.
Since you're getting on that subject, Miss Nikki Rich, what was your best interview you think you had out of all the people you interviewed?
Man, it's been crazy, but you know, I still feel that, you know, my interview with Master P was the best. You know,
I'm a big
P fan, and you know that right there was one of my best. I really enjoyed that interview because he motivates. I think that Master P is very inspirational, and he just inspires me to keep going because I know he can do it. You know what? I can too. And it's
right.
Hard, and you know you go through your struggles, and people continue to go through struggles, but. He continued to be on his grind and do his thing, so, you know.
Well, definitely. Shout out to Master P. Master P, Mr. Ice Cream Man.
And, you know, I like that Trick Daddy. That Trick Daddy, too, now.
Trick Daddy come with the real. Speaking of Trick Daddy, shout out to Trick Daddy, man. He sent me a freestyle he did off that Jay-Z and Kanye West joint that they playing that doo-doo-doo. Oh, man, the world, y'all got to get ready for that Trick goes in, man. Shout out to Trick, man.
Most definitely. Well, we're going to go to some music right now. We got some a little bit of that Carl Thomas. We're going to go to I Wish. So y'all just stay tuned. You are listening to the Nikki Rich Show and co-host tonight, DJ Unique.
Hey!
Until she dropped the bomb. Nikki Reed.
You are now listening to the hottest hot show on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Reed Show. You heard it there first, the hottest show on the planet. We are live co-host tonight, DJ Neek. We getting it in. We are ready for our special guest. You ready, DJ Unique?
You know I stay ready, Doc Ben.
Hey! Yes, we getting it in. It is ladies' night on Motivated Mondays. And Motivated Mondays where we bring in, man, we have to, you know, you have the hottest. Like I said, we have the hottest guests, but we bring in entrepreneurs, people are working, who out there on their grind, I mean, just steady grinding. So that's what Motivated Mondays are. I mean, every day, you know, for an entrepreneur is motivational. But we have to bring in the best, and we just get down and just talk about everything that they have going on, their projects, and, you know, how we can get involved. So we're excited about it. And tonight, we have a special guest that's coming through. And, you know, our guest tonight, we have Miss Tiffany Jones. And she has started this, when I say amazing, charitable contribution, I mean, it's amazing. I know all of y'all wanted to have your children go to a school for free. Wouldn't you want that?
Oh, yeah, that right. Like right now. That's like a food stamp card right there. That's like a food stamp card right there. Anybody want that, grab that quick.com.
Yes. Well, she has started $1 College, and we're going to be talking about that with her. But, I want to let everybody know who's all coming on. We also have Miss Khaleesi Reality. She's coming on. She's talking about her blog and how she motivates individuals as well. And we're going to end the night with an author by the name of Hannah Spivey, H.D. Spivey. And she is amazing as well, doing major things. So, like I say, we're getting it in tonight, and it's ladies' night. And for those who want to call in, you can call 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And right now, I would like to bring in our special guest for tonight, Miss Tiffany Jones. We would like to welcome you to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thanks, Nikki. It's a pleasure. I appreciate it.
$1.
Hi, DJ Unique. How are you?
Oh, you already know what it is.
I know. I already know. Nikki, I just want to tell you that today, you taught me today how to use Twitter effectively. So I just want to thank you.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Hey, listen, I came to bum rush the ladies' night, man. You know, Nick had to come bum rush it. Y'all just can't have ladies' night. You know, I got to come in the building. You know, I love the ladies. I had to come bum rush. $1, $1. You need to have me do the commercial like that. I'm telling you. I'm like, $1, $1.
You make him crazy.
He is.
We welcome you. Thank you for coming. We were so excited. We've been letting everybody know. I know you said I taught you how to use Twitter because I go ham on Twitter.
Yes, you do. I'm like, that's how she got 5,000 followers. So if you don't know about the Nikki Rich Show, you know now.
She got an extra hand, you know. They come so quick. They come quick, man.
Right.
You try to retweet it, another one comes.
Right, you're like 35 minutes ago, 22 minutes ago, 14 minutes ago. You're like, oh, my goodness, what I missed. Okay.
Yes. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into the interview. We want to, you know, let everybody know that we
are here, and we, like I said, we have a best guest, and we welcome you today. So tell us where you're from.
I'm from the Bronx, New York, Nikki. Yeah, I live in Charlotte, but I'm from the Bronx.
Okay, okay. The Bronx.
Boogie down.
Oh, you're the NYC listeners, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Yankees, baby. Come on, man. I'm from Queens. Let's go.
I know where you're from. I've done my research.
Hey. Uh-oh. Let me find out you got me on navigation. Let me find
okay.
out. Now. $1.
Now, you started the $1 college. Tell us a little bit about that and how you got started with that project.
I got started at the end of 2008. I just happened to recognize that I was about $50,000 in debt, and how there are so many young people who aspire to go to college. I was running into a few of them actually at like 17, 18 years old, and they didn't have anyone who was willing to put up any money for them, and they didn't actually have all the necessary community service to fulfill some of the scholarships. Application. So I thought, well, what if each of us in the city, in this particular city I was in, gave $1? Will we be able to afford to send them to a state institution? When I called some of the state institutions, it was costing maybe $7,000-$8,000 a year for in-state school. And I said, man, that's pretty simple. That's like $30,000 for 4 years. Now, this is, of course, in 2008. And I said, well, $32,000, that's 32,000 people. That's average for, you know, an urban city. So I'm thinking, man, if I could get a dollar from each of these people, somehow, some way, we could send this kid to school, and they don't have to worry about student loans. They don't have to worry about paying anything back. And I let it sit. I let it marinate for a couple of years, and then God finally released me this August to really spearhead it. Because I had been planning it and working on it, and I got a lot of stuff written about it. And now is really the time. And it just so happened that our president really started to pay very close attention to the student loan debt crisis. So here I am releasing $1 college in 2011, and on the other end, the country is in an uproar with Occupy Wall Street. So I said, okay, well, you know, timing is everything. So my goal was simply to get $1 from each citizen to send kids to school for free. That's essentially the whole premise. That way we can get rid of student loan debt, period.
Okay, now.
Say it again.
I said, that's what it is right there. I'm ready to go to college.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the thing is, the president is working on taking care of those who already have the debt.
Right.
I'm suggesting that we can avoid an entire generation from even coming in contact with the debt.
Wow.
Through $1 college.
And it's only $1, world. $1. Donate a dollar.
$1.
$1, man, then you can help others, man. That's a real good look, man, right there, man, for the kids. Because the kids definitely need that, man, because, man, these colleges is a fool. You know what I'm saying? I be seeing kids, you know what I'm saying, out there, you know what I'm saying, trying to go hard. And them books be expensive, and then you got to pay for that. Man,
yes.
I already know how that go. Man, that's a real good look right there.
Well, DJ Unique, the interesting thing is I used an example in the video that I have on the donation site about Texas. There's like 26 million residents. And I said, well, if half of those residents, 13 million, gave up $1, how many students do you think we could send to school on full-ride scholarships? To their choice institution, something like 162. Students will be able to go to college for 4 straight years, $72,000 already paid for each, on just half of the citizens of Texas.
And y'all supposed to be over the budget right now, man. Y'all, these people in the streets be talking, they balling. Only $1. $1. That's all they're asking for, man.
That, I mean, that's the premise. The problem that we're having right now is that we have to build the organization. And whenever you launch any business, and I'm sure you and Nikki know this, when you launch any for-profit or non-profit, you got legal fees, insurances, trademarks. I mean, it's expensive to launch a business substantially and legally. And so it's costing us about $15,000. So our goal was, okay, what if we use the same premise to try to crowdfund the $15,000 if people to donate so that we can launch the business. So we started a 60-day campaign. We have 30 days left. We're not even close. And people are giving anywhere between like $5, $25, $100, whatever. We're saying, look, you can give $100, 150 people can give $100, and we'll be done. We'll be finished. And I know there's 150 people on Facebook alone who have $100 who can help us start this organization. Because if we don't start it, then what? What else do we have? It's a great opportunity to help somebody else.
Most
and definitely. Also, have you heard of a program, I'm not sure for some of you guys, that if I'm not sure if everybody is aware, have you heard of a program called Kickstarter?
Yep. That's a crowdfunding site, just like Indiegogo.
Yep. They also help to fund programs as well.
That's right. But the whole thing is that all that is crowdfunding. And the premise, when I say $1 from each citizen, that's crowdfunding. You're trying to get small amounts of money from a bunch of different people, opposed to trying to get venture capitalists who are going to tell you no anyway, investors, or trying to get a loan from the bank who's going to tell you no anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's like we can do this together. And part of the mission outside of the obvious is that we're trying to unite our community, and I don't mean just the African-American community. I mean the community of the United States of America. It goes beyond race, culture, religion, age. It doesn't matter. Fact is, or income. Fact is, I can go down to North Tryon Street, we know where that is, okay, to the homeless shelter and hit up some of the dudes who are coming out who have been hustling all day to make sure they can eat, drink, smoke, whatever, and they would give me a dollar. They would give me. They don't have a job. They don't have a home. They would give me a dollar so that another kid won't end up like them. So how hard would it be for somebody who's at home to come up with four quarters?
Exactly.
Why? That's real.
And that's why we're here today. It's serious business. And, you know, she needs this money. So everybody that's tuned in right now, you can donate something. Actually, you really donate more than a dollar, you know. But right now, if you're tuned in, can you give the website information that they can go donate?
Yeah, they can just type in donate.onedollarcollege.org. Donate.onedollarcollege.org. And it'll take them straight to the site. And honestly, it doesn't matter how much they give. It matters how many people they tell to give.
Exactly.
Don't just tell them about it. Tell them to give something so that we can launch the organization. This is our organization. This is not mine. God used me as a vessel in order to get it into the earth. Everybody is going to be affected because if me and you, Nikki, together we have $150,000 in student loan debt, this is not going to help us. This is not going to help us right now.
I think I got it by myself.
Oh, you matched out? Okay. So together, I got 56. So together, we got about $200,000 in student loan debt. If that's the case, then the child that I'm going to bear in January and the children that you'll bear in the future will be affected by $1 college. They won't have to go through what we went through.
Exactly.
That's the idea. But
and this
tell you
is
honestly,
for, you know, when you break in the cycle, there's a constant cycle. We just keep doing. Right here, what you're putting together, this project right here is breaking the cycle.
Yes.
Being in debt.
Yes. Right now there is $1 trillion in student loan debt. It has exceeded credit card debt nationally. That's unheard of. That's unheard of. So, I mean, like, right now there's a response coming from, you know, Washington. There's a response coming because it's affecting the bottom line, honestly. But I'm saying, okay, you have a cure. I love the president. You have a cure for us, all right? I have a vaccine. who wants the vaccine to keep from getting the illness of death? That's what I want to know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Real talk. How can you preventative measures opposed to curing the problem? He's going to cure it. I don't have a solution for that. I have a solution for the children who are about to come into their own, want to go to school, want to be better, and can't afford it.
Exactly.
And that's $1 college, $1 from each citizen.
Now, once $1 college is established, what is your plan next?
The plan, we intend to get all the funds within the next 30 days with, of course, your help right now. By June 2012, we will launch phase one of the pilot program. It will come in three phases, the pilot program. That first phase that starts in June 2012 will give us the opportunity to start joining forces with some of the larger retailers here. Just think like large retailer, think Target, okay? Think Park Chevrolet, think South Charlotte, Mercedes-Benz, because we're going to start it right here in the city of Charlotte, okay? Phase two, we can go regional, and we can start the application process. During that phase one, we'll test the application process. So phase two, we can use the application process to start getting students in. Once we have students in, we can begin sending them to school, given we've raised $250,000 during phase one. That's why partnering with large retailers and even other small businesses is going to help us a great deal during that first phase. Once we raise $250,000 in 12 months, we can do something really, really substantial by sending students here in Charlotte to schools that are in the state of North Carolina. So that would be the second phase. And by phase three, Nikki, we can then start with our national initiative where we don't have the limitations of the city of Charlotte. We don't have the limitations of universities in North Carolina. We can send a kid who lives in Hawaii to a school in San Francisco. We've already started a trend. So by that third year, we'd like to send a significant amount of students to school at $100,000 apiece. So 2015 is where we can go national, but we can't do anything without, you know, paying the legal fees, trademarks, and all that stuff, which is what we're trying to do in the next 30 days.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Get up on it.
$1.
I mean. But that's awesome that you put this together because, I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, wow, you know, just the thought of that was brilliant because kids these days, I know how it was when I grew up, you know, family worked in plants and everything and didn't set aside money for college, but we're having to go to school and get all these student loans piled up. I mean, I understand. You know, and to me, this is well worth it. And $1, and you get your whole tuition paid. Some child is going to school for $1.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Isn't it crazy? Like, can you go into any, like, high school, you see a really, really talented, gifted kid, and he comes from a household of like five and a single mom, and she's working her tail off. And she's like, honey, the only way you can do it is an academic scholarship or athletic scholarship or student loans. And he's like, I'm going, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going, whatever I got to do to get there. And the country comes together and says, we like this kid. We're going to donate so he can go to school for free. The country. they just start feeding into this kid they don't know. That's a unifying effort. Like, that creates major community. That makes everybody feel good. You don't care what his looks like, where he comes from. You don't care if he's Muslim, Christian, Jesuit. You don't care about any of that. You're just like, oh, I'm going to do some good today. It's like, that would be wonderful. And the average donation, Nikki, in the country is $25 per person.
Wow.
So to ask for a dollar means there's a great chance that people are still going to come up and do more. So how many more students would we be able to affect? So the goal is we have to market it. Marketing costs money. Here in last $15,000 we're trying to raise.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It does. Now, if anybody has any questions about $1 college, where can they go, or, you know, if they want, you know, right before they want to make a donation?
They can email me directly at info@$1college.org. They can donate at $1college.org. They can read our blog for more information at blog.$1college.org. See, I made it real simple for you guys. This is a no-brainer. I made it real simple. Blog.$1college.org. Donate info@$1college.org. Twitter.$1college.org. Facebook, same thing. So, I mean, like, you know, there's really no way you can't get in touch with us. But to ask questions before you donate, and I encourage that. They can email or they can call 347-644-8647. And me too.
All right.
Jones, I will answer the phone and I will answer the questions.
And you're also on Twitter. They can follow you on Twitter.
Yes. But I've made that easy too. They can go to twitter.onecollege.org and just follow.
Yes.
Follow.
And also, you know, I always, you know, I'm a spiritual person, but I know, you know, when I got your info, there was a verse in your information, you know, in your contact info, and it said, "For the Lord your God will bless you just as he promised you. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow." Deuteronomy 15:6. I really like that.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's a promise.
Yes.
That's a promise that needs
amazing.
To be activated. And that's part of my heart's desire, is for people to really get into the place that God set for them, which is not to borrow. Because when you borrow, you become a slave to the lender. And it
exactly.
It says that too in the continuation of the verse. You become a slave to the lender. So yes, if we can stop that train, we can start to really, really see what it's like to be prosperous. When you get out of school, you can actually go and launch an entrepreneurial activity or go get a job or run a company and just pay to live. You don't have to pay something back. $150,000 for you, Nikki. Okay, $150,000. You'll have your PhD, and over the next 10 years, you're going to have to drop so much cash per month. It's like it's a house payment. You're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I put a post on the blog today about what Barack Obama said. Our president said that he and Michelle didn't come from money, so their first 10 years out of law school, they were paying back their student loans, and it was not easy.
Mm-hmm.
$120,000 combined. So, I mean, no one has been is unmarked, but we can start to relieve that pressure now if we can launch this organization.
Okay.
That is
true.
And theirs is paid off right now.
Hello. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yes.
And I blogged about that today. Mhm.
That's awesome. I mean, because this here is no joke. It's education we're talking about, and it seems like people not putting their all in education like they used to. You know, like I said, I taught for 7 years and, you know, was laid off for 7 years. It's crazy. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got to keep going. It's not saying you necessarily have to teach in the classroom. You know, I'm teaching here. You know, I can teach anywhere, and that's what
mm-hmm.
you're doing here. You know, you are helping somebody, child, get into school. That's amazing in itself, and I commend you. I just commend you for it, and everybody needs to donate. somebody got a child that's wanting to go to college, even if, you know, you don't know if it might be your child.
You really don't.
Just never know.
You really don't.
And we need programs like this. We need more programs like this.
It would be a blessing to a lot of folks. I truly believe
it will.
I haven't sat on it for 3 years for it not to, you know, really impact the people at large. Like, really. There's no discrimination in it at all. You know, it really doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
what background you come from. One of the things I mentioned the last time we spoke was the importance of going into the middle school. Now, what grade did you teach, Nikki?
I taught fifth grade and kindergarten. I ended with kindergarten.
Okay, but you were in the middle school in fifth grade.
Oh, yes. I volunteered with my STEP program in the middle school and high school, and middle school is a whole different ball game.
Oh, yeah. Well, middle school is one of the places we want to start. We want to start in middle school because the requirements for the scholarship, for the $1 college scholarship, is going to be pretty extensive, like really high GPAs, community service, things like that. And if you catch a kid in 11th grade, it's a little late. You know, if you haven't done it already, you know, you don't have a lot to go with. But if you hit them at 6th and 7th and 8th grade, they can really start to lay that foundation for themselves earlier on and have a goal to reach. Because what I'm hearing when I called Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools, they said, you know, the problem is that a lot of these middle school children, they're being told they're not going to be able to go to college because mommy and daddy can't afford it. They can't even afford to pay back the loans.
Mm.
So they're being told they can't go. So then what are they reaching for? They're getting A's for nothing or not getting A's. So we're like, hey, we got something for you to aim for. $1 college. Aim for that. We got requirements that will keep you so above the status quo that you'll be eligible for awards. The mayor will recognize you because the standards are going to be so high, but they're going to be made so that we can inspire children to reach a lot higher than they have been. To me, it's like a win-win, but of course, I'm the vessel that was used, but I see it. I need other people to see it with me and join me to make it happen.
Yes. Well, we live here with Miss Tiffany Jones, $1 College. We thank you for coming through to share. And, you know, can you give the website again where they can donate?
I sure can. Thank you again, Nikki. The website is donate.$1college.org.
All right.
$1.
You need
to do You ain't quiet now.
I ain't quiet. I'm listening to y'all. You know what I'm saying? $1. That's all they're asking for. Not 99 cents. $1. And you know somebody might call 99 cents. Well, what if the crazy people come with 99 cents? They can ride. Yeah.
I got to tell you what to add to it. That's not a problem.
What about three quarters and a nickel?
Y'all
three quarters and
yes.
But you know, we're gonna be getting with you. We don't want you to just. We know you only got not too many days until your goal is up. But we're gonna be getting back with you because we want you to come back. We don't care how many times you get shared, but we're gonna get you back on again right before your goal is, you know, and have you back on so we can share this because, you know, we have so many people tuned in right now and, you know, you never know somebody else. You know, we have so many people tuned in and you never know. People are ready to donate at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So we would love to have you back on to let everybody know about $1 College because I think it's a major, amazing project that you are working on right now. And the community, we need this. We need this, especially, like you said, it's not a black thing, but we need this in our black community. We do.
Yep. Well, I thank you. I'll be happy to come back on. You just, you know, send me the date, send me the time. I'll be there.
Yes, most definitely. So everybody donate and also follow on Twitter. That's a very easy way that you can also contact Miss Tiffany Jones, and on Facebook as well. So y'all have to donate. That's all we can say is donate. $1, $1, $1.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being with us tonight, and we just wish you all the best, much love and success in everything you're doing. Just, you know, keep pushing. God is just, you know, using you, and he's working through you. I mean, like I say, you really sat down and you thought about this, and you are well on your way.
Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate that. And thank you, DJ Unique, for $1, $1, $1.
Oh, I think, hold on, I think I had his mic. DJ, you need, you there?
I'm here.
She said, thank you for the
$1. Yeah, thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you, Miss Tiffany Jones, y'all. You have to donate to $1 College. We getting it in. It's Motivated Mondays. And, yes, we are motivated. See, we bring in the best. We have the best guests. Coming up next, we have Khalise Reality, and we cannot wait. She's coming up in just a few. We're going to talk to her. But before we talk to her, we're going to go take a quick break. So y'all stay tuned. You are live with Nikki Rich and DJ Unique.
$1, $1, $1.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We are getting it in tonight. You can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. We get ready for our second guest, DJ Unique. Red, you ready for our second guest?
You know I stay ready. Bring them on. Bring them on. Where they at?
We're going to bring in our second guest, but I want to let everybody know. I'm going to give them a quick rundown on who's coming on the show this week, okay?
Okay. Now.
All right. Well, tomorrow we have DJ Live 106 and Park DJ coming through. He's going to be our special guest along with 403 MOB. They just came back from Ohio, so they're going to be discussing the Ohio Music Conference. So we're excited about that. We're going to also have, I know y'all remember Do or Die. Do you want to ride in the back seat of the Caddy? Well, they're going to be on tomorrow from Chicago along with Miss Proper. Miss Proper will be co-hosting on Wednesday. We got DeVere out of California bringing that R&B soul. We also have our Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut. Thursday, we got Media Mogul TV along with Grindhouse coming through. And Friday, we ending it with Cassidy. I'm a hustler. So it's going to be crazy the rest of this week. We going in. We getting it in all day, every day. But tonight is Ladies Night, Motivated Mondays. We have Khaleesi coming through, and we're excited to talk about what she has going on along with Arthur. The finale of it, we have Arthur Hannah Spivey. So it's Ladies Night. We just talked with Miss Tiffany Jones of $1 College. So we're getting it in. It's going to be amazing.
And you know it.
Yes, sir. So right now I would like to welcome Miss Khaleesi to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we're glad that you're coming through. We just spoke with Miss Tiffany Jones. She has the $1 college where she's putting our students through the college for free, but only if a person donates a dollar.
Right. I was listening in. I wish they did that, 10 years ago before I started college.
I know that's right.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from?
I am from the Midwest. Right now I'm in Milwaukee. My job has me here with I work for nonprofit agencies that serve youth. But this is kind of just my personal passion to motivate women and something I just started up this past October.
Okay, so you started up a blog website. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I had some interesting stories throughout my life when it comes to dating and relationships and, the going up and down through the emotions of it. And I came through some complicated situations and ended really on a positive note. And I'm seen to be the go-to person for most of my friends. So I was like, I actually met a woman who gave me the idea, and she loved the advice that I gave her with her relationship, and it seemed to help. And she was like, you should write a book. And I was like, well, before I wanted to write a book, I wanted to get more material from women and their issues that they're having. So I said, what better way to do it than to start a blog and let women write into me about their dating issues, their life issues.
And I see that you also extend the invitation to men as well.
Yes. They've learned about women as well.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
So
you're motivating. So you
motivate women and stop them from making classic mistakes that they keep doing, you know. And it's just a perpetual cycle.
That's amazing right there. So tell us a little bit about LMF and what that means.
LMF is something we came up with is loving me first. That's what it means. And just to break it down, you know, short as LMF. And it basically stems from my concept of what women do wrong when it comes to dating. And a lot of them look for the man to make them happy and or look for someone else to make them happy. And the key to having a successful relationship is to be happy with yourself first. So if you can't love yourself first and be happy with yourself first, then you are not going to have a healthy relationship with anybody. Because they can't make you happy ultimately.
Exactly. And I believe that. I do believe. Do you get a lot of people from your site, you know, that have this issue?
I think it all stems from it. A lot of them are dating questions, but what I try to redirect to women is that a lot of them, they don't know their work. They don't know their value. So it's amazing to me to see, like, the insecurity underlying the dating topic. You know, a lot of them, like, oh, I keep falling into this friendship category, or they think I'm too picky and, you know, they just don't, or the men see it as like, you know, I'm too much for them, so should I just settle? And it's like, why would you not be who you are for somebody? Just for you to say, oh, I have a man, or I'm reaching a certain age, I should be married, you know. It's kind of like looked down upon and sight if you don't have a man. And I'm not anti-relationship. I love men. I date a lot.
Exactly.
But... I just want women to understand that, to accept all of them, their flaws and all, because men don't sit here and think like, dang, I'm too fat in this area, or these clothes don't fit me right. You know, that's not a daily problem that they have, or my hair ain't done right. You know, yeah, they might need a haircut every now and then, but, and it's just women take so much time to prep for a guy when it's I feel like they should be celebrating themselves.
Exactly. You know, I have that, and I know I've had friends, you know, it's crazy. I have had friends that are like, they about to go to the prom, you know, to prep for a guy. I mean, they got to go get the hair done, the nails done, go buy a brand new dress. I mean, just do all 9 yards. And the guy not necessarily be interested in them, or they might not even talk to anybody. You know, they just do this just to go out to try to meet somebody. It's crazy. That's crazy. Right. And to me, you have to love yourself, because I would not do that. I mean, I'm a little good regardless, but I'm not going to do, I mean, this is each time, not just one time. This is each time you go out, you got to do this whole routine. Crazy.
Right, that's the goal for the night, you know, the, what guy can I catch, so what outfit will I think makes them attracted to me. And it's really all about, you know, the aura that you give off. If you're not happy with yourself, men pick up on that. You know, I've had times where I went out and felt, you know, just didn't like the way I looked, and then come home with not one person trying to approach me. And there's other nights where it's like, I don't care. You know, this is me. This is who I am. I have fun. I'm enjoying myself. Not out there looking for, you know, for a guy to approach me. And then 5 guys approach me one night, you know. So it's just letting go of that, like, baggage of, you know, the perception of how you catch a man is what I'm trying to help women with. And it's really sad, because women tend to focus only on the idea of what could be when it comes to relationships. Even when you start dating somebody and you are thinking, oh, he's great, you know, he does this, he does that, you know. They're not really paying attention to the flaws that will later come out in their relationship if it gets that far and the issues and arguments down the road. You know, they're so fixated on the good without stepping back and looking at the person as a whole, you know, because they really want a man. Or, you know, so then when they enter this relationship, the arguments that, you know, were really the evidence was there when you first was dating, you know, the arguments tend to get worse and worse and worse. And then women stay in these relationships, again, thinking on the idea, well, if he just fixes one thing, we could just be happy. No, he's not going to fix it because he hasn't shown you that the entire life since y'all been dating all the way to this relationship. You could be 5 years in, 6 years in, 7 years in. You know, I have a friend 7 years into a relationship still waiting on her man's hand. I'm like, you are antidepressant pills and, you know, depressed and sad. And you're a strong woman when it comes to every other category. So I don't understand, you know, why you are doing this to yourself, not him doing it to you. You are allowing him to do this to yourself, you know. So all your problems right now is you. That's your problem. And women don't understand
exactly
that we are your problem.
Some are fake. Fake, because I've had friends, I mean, they were, my friends got it going on. They be pretty bad. I know they can get it, but, like, some have had stuff issues where they got to put on this persona as if they are all this and that, and they won't even get the right guys that they, you know, they got to, they too high class or too high and mighty to where, you know, they, you know, like, oh, I know I look good. I'm this and I'm that, or not that they know they look good. It's just they're, I'm so sophisticated. This is how I'm supposed to act. But me, you know, being myself, I have one day, like I usually do, you know, because I'm crazy. I'm like the clown of the group. Everybody, they just look at me, oh, she crazy. You know, she got crazy and stuff. But I be the one to get the dudes, you know. I mean, when I say fine ones, too, you know what I'm saying? But,
oh,
you know.
Oh, here y'all go. Here y'all go.
That's me, that's me being myself. Nah, but for real, I be myself, you know, when it comes to, you know, somebody hollering or whatever. I'm just me. I don't care about nothing else. It's just me. I'm what it is. And,
right. And that's what a lot of women lack. It's like, when I say loving me first, I don't mean love yourself to the point where you feel you better than everybody. Because, you know, I really feel I'm a very special person. I feel like no one is better than anybody. But
no.
If you feel that you're this type of way and you carry that persona with you, you're going to attract those type of men that aren't. They don't care about you as a person. They care about your looks because that's what you care about.
But right. See, they don't even act that way. It's just, it seems like a whole little outfit they put on when they get there. You know, like, say if we're going out, I mean, they could be, we all act the same. We all cool. We all act the same. Have fun. You know, good girls, you know. But why you have to act different when you go out? You know, like, a whole little persona, like, oh, I know,
right.
I'm just all this, and I'm so sophisticated, I can't do this, and I can't dance right now, I can't do this, you know, it's like, be yourself, for real, and then don't end up talking to nobody, and you looking sad, and the first thing you want to do is try to claim people that come in through the door. Oh, I want
right.
him. You know how people do.
That's called FakeItToMakeIt.com.
Yeah.
FakeItToMakeIt.com.
FakeItToMakeIt.com. That's what that's about. But on the real law, on the men part about it, a real nigga don't even look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't care what you got it on. You know what I'm saying? Truthfully, you know what I'm saying? Some of these dudes don't even care. You know what I'm saying? It's all about your attitude and the way you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because some people know they can't about that, man. You know what I'm saying? They worry about taking the clothes off. They ain't worried about how you're looking.
But why they gotta be worried about taking clothes out? Why they just can't be worried about taking the chillers with somebody, somewhere?
Yeah, that's how it is. Like, it's a way to female carry themselves. You know what I'm saying? A dude gonna post it the way you act. You know what I'm saying? If you act a city, they're gonna act a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I'm playing on the man side of you. You know, it's the way you carry yourself. If a girl gonna come to you try to act snotty, that's when you act snotty back, you know what I'm saying? It go both ways, you know what I'm saying? But some don't get it twisted. Some dudes get jigged up too. They go to the mall, get their little Jordans, you know what I'm saying? Get their little shape ups, you know what I'm saying? It's both the same thing, you know what I'm saying, but in different ways, you know what I'm saying? It's the way you carry yourself, you know what I'm saying? With
yeah.
me. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how you look. You know what I'm saying? It's all what's inside your mind and how you carry yourself. Because some of them motherfuckers who don't care, they don't give a hell. You know what I'm saying? Them girls that's really pressy, you know what I'm saying? That white is this shit, man, they be faking. You know what I'm saying? They like you to come here, girl. They want that. You know what I'm saying? They trying to press their friends. Come on, man. I know the game. Stop playing.
As, you know, and that is like a seriously valid point, and I'm glad that you chimed in on that from a male perspective. But, I mean, it's, from my experience, men don't care, you know, and that's to the extent of how, you know, you meet. You know, I feel like we are visual people, you know, when we see somebody, we're attracted to them. You know, it's not really what they wear, it's how they rocking it with their personality, you know. So it's like... If you are this woman, you trying to go out here and, you know, you scheme in a room, you know, trying to see who's cute to you, you don't see nobody, okay, you ready to hit the next spot. I mean, that comes off, you know. People can pick up on it and people can read that. And so it's just like I'm trying to get people and women and men to understand, like, it's okay to be yourself because initially if you want a relationship down the line, you want somebody that accepts you for you. You don't want somebody that accepts you for what you thought you were getting in the beginning because that just leads to, you know, arguments and drama and, you know, I don't know, breakups and makeups. And it's just a cycle that can be avoided, and that's what I'm trying to preach to everybody. And it's because it's time wasted. You know, you waste time. And if you so many women out here that scorn and, I mean, this woman world, and she said she's with this man for 11 years. 11 years, and you still in your 30s. Like, you wasted your whole 20s on this one guy who just wants to be your friend. Like, what were the signs leading up to that, you know, that was telling you this ain't going where you wanted to go, then why were you ignoring it? And so I'm trying to get people to see those signs and see, you know, how people are for who they are. And that's the thing too about going out. I don't go out and intentionally say I'm gonna pick up a man or I'm looking to get a number. I just go out and have fun, and people are drawn to me because they're like, oh, she's charismatic. She works in the room. She, you know, mm-hmm. she's doing her own thing. So for some reason, I couldn't do that though until I was happy with myself. And once I did that, and I became happy with myself, and you know, I put me first before anybody else when it comes to my goals and my, you know, my success. I get men from all different races trying to talk to me, which I never had that before. So I'm like, okay. I mean, anywhere from East Indian to, you know, Hispanic, Latin, and white. And that was just something that was a newer experience for me this past, you know, year was dating interracially stuff. If you open your mind to possibilities. If you look at people for who they are and not what you want them to be, you can find happiness and you can have fun dating. And you don't have to seem like this depressing thing, like, you know, stressful thing, like, I need to get a man. Like, you know, my friends telling me I need to get a man, or my friends in my ear, I'm too picky. Because they don't see you happy with yourself and you doing you.
Exactly. And you don't have to settle for less.
Right, and you should, you know, everybody should be with, you know, what they expect and what they want in life, and they should, that dating period should be that time for you to really get to know that person and see if your values meet their values, you know, for if you guys, if those two people are looking for something long term. And shoot, ask. A lot of people don't ask, you know, what are you looking for? A guy will tell you, I'm not looking for nothing serious. So if you like the guy and he's telling you up front he ain't looking for nothing serious, but you continue to, you know, mess around with him, and then you expect a relationship out of it, that's your feelings hurt. Your fault. Because he told you from the beginning he wasn't looking for nothing serious. You was hoping to change that. And you can't change
true.
People.
Yeah, that's a crazy girl. One of the ones you say get away from .com. Like quick, fast.
Got them free meals
right
there.
Getaway.com.
Quickfast.com. Yo, what those
Getaway.com.
Like? Yeah, because she had enough. That's the crowd y'all watch. Them the girls y'all watch for. They key your car and all type of stuff like that.
Oh, no.
So
we know you have your website and it's been going. So what can we expect from you in the near future? What are you looking to do, I say, within the next couple of years?
Well, I honestly just started this blog October 1st, and I'm really actually excited about how well it's been picking up because I literally did it within a week. You know, as far as getting my website up and putting it out there. And so I would like to, most importantly, I would like to just help people. I like to empower people, empower women, motivate them, you know, to open their minds to a different way of thinking about how you deal with yourself and how you deal with your relationship. And then inevitably, you know, possibly write a book, you know, within the next few years. I am starting a T-shirt line branding the Loving Me First, and I like to see where that goes because I'm a T-shirt fanatic, and you know I see smaller businesses, you know, trying to come up. I'm buying their T-shirts, you know. So
well, since you're buying T-shirts, we do have Nikki Rich wear.
I'm gonna have to get one.
I got a DJ Unique shirt too. You must be, you brown skin, ain't you?
Huh?
You brown skin, ain't you?
Am I brown? I am brown toned, yes.
I know that's right, because I know you're right. You straight. I like that. Them light skin girls. They've been back there since 1986, you know, so they played down. You know, they just pretty. I can tell you got yours on point.
What? That
I knew she was a white skin.
What
know
are
she
you
ain't
talking
right
about?
You just, yeah, obviously, you're making a comeback. I got it, you know.
Like, I'm what they say, what Wu-Tang say, Caramel Sunday.
You ain't Caramel, girl. I said white skin. Y'all know what I'm talking about, white skin. Y'all know what white skin girls. Y'all don't start. Don't do me like that. Don't do that.
Well, we got a caller right quick. We're going to go to the caller. We got a 414 number. Caller, you on the air with Nikki Rich and DJ Unique.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, hi. This is Tanisha Richmond from the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area.
How are you doing?
Good. I was calling to shout out Letitia. She's on the show right now, and I just want to let her know I'm so proud of her, and it's just wonderful to see how much progress and how much is wonderful. So she's doing. Just let her know I love you.
Oh. Oh, that's so sweet.
Nikki, don't start crying, Nikki.
She's very motivating. Positive.
That is awesome. That's so sweet. Don't cry, Khalid.
Kodak moment. That's a Kodak moment. She loves you, boo. All right.
All right, well, thank you for tuning in. You too. Much love.
Thank you.
Oh, love that.
Let me get your autograph, girl. You got callers calling in it already? Let me find out .com. Let me get your autograph, boo-boo.
You know, I'm going to send you my picture in the autograph for you.
Don't God come knock on your door like, yo, where my autograph at? It's crazy. I got you on GPS now. It's a wrap.
So tell us, Khaleesi, how could they get in contact with you, or if in case they want to learn more
about everything you are working on, your projects, and more about your site and that what is the site that they will need to go to just keep updated.
Right. They can go to my actual website, which is KahleesiReality.com. It's KahleesiReality.com. They can reach me at KahleesiReality@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter, same thing, KahleesiReality, and I have a Facebook fan page that's under KahleesiReality right now. And they can also contact me through my company, publicist company, which is Aperture Media, and they can go to that
Shout
website.
Out. Aperture Media!
So, kind of what you're doing.
Yes, much love to Aperture Media. Those girls are doing it up. The brain. Shout out
now, y'all
to the ladies.
Hi. Y'all put your hand after that. Y'all doing it big now. I see you up there. Just Google her, man. She got mad sites. She's doing it real big. Google her.
No, I'm trying.
Most definitely,
yeah.
Man.
Well, we thank you for, you know, being on with us tonight. We wish you all the best. Much love and success. And
thank
you know
you.
You're welcome back anytime.
Hey,
thank
I'm going to call you Niti, okay?
All right.
Because your name, I ain't going to lie, man. I'm bad with names. How you pronounce your name?
Khaleesi.
Yeah, that sounds like an Allen. You go, girl. I'm going to call you TT. I don't want to mess up your name now.
It's okay. Not a T.
Oh, man. It's okay.
Well, we thank DJ Unique is the best.
You don't want to mess, man. Come on, I got to bring the excitement, man. It's only right, man, because y'all double-teaming me right now, man. You know what I'm saying? We're on that. You know, this guy is, this guy that. I'm like, I'm about to fall asleep over here.
You can't even man-bash it.
We was talking about the women. I know, man, but still, some of that stuff that y'all was saying now is false sometimes, because everybody ain't the same. You can't act like that now.
Yeah, man. Well, we
thank
you
guys
for being with us tonight. And we, like I say, we welcome you back anytime you would like to, you know, come on to the Niki Rich Show and share anything. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, PT.
All right.
All right. You're just listening to Miss Khaleesi. She has her on site. You have to go check it out. You can follow her on Twitter as well. Right now, we're going to take a quick break because we have one more special guest. It's Ladies Night. And like I say, Motivated Mondays, we getting it in. We have the best on the Niki Rich Show. Right now, I want to go to Miss Proper. Amazing. She will be on tomorrow. She will be co-hosting tomorrow night. So y'all check it out. This is Miss Proper. Amazing.
December, I'm winning with crushed ice. My bars keep on thinking and meaning the song's right. When it's fresh, you step with a youth, it's just life. So give me the mic, hope it takes flight. This ain't for the stone, it's just those who love life. Everything I'm seeing in y'all is wrong, right? I'm no longer tough, right? Your bars are gone, right? With promotions of emotions are fresh and dog-like. Her sex and your lyrics are bearing the bomb, mic. On, all the off of the off, you're so untight. And inviting me to put them beneath, they are a sad. Apologies. You won't see your guide arrive now. Plotting his stuff, records is wrecking all time. I came for the limelight and now we sharing it. What's up, I'm a bad. Look, you niggas all flat. He crammed, they kill him with a line. There's something so fresh. eyes. Every witness turned blind. All eyes on me, but it's money on my man. They tell me I'm amazing. I tell them stop playing. And it's great to be a crime to kill them with a land. There's something so fresh. Every witness turned blind. All eyes on me, but it's money on my man. They tell me I'm amazing. I tell them stop playing. And it's great. No, I don't rock Jay's. Just rock mics. No, I don't rock Jay's. Just rock mics. No, I don't rock Jay's. Just rock mics. Never tell to take flight.
Be saying that I shouldn't have. What would happen if I wouldn't have? You could have had a better chance. Removing fans. Seeing newer landscapes. Way bluer than the clouds. Just around your sound. Hit your clan. I'm living good. Name circulate like coolest fans. The coolest for what on loop as I blew a grand. I got a fetish for the kicks and make them pull a glance. Shades on them. I just can do it, Sam. Telling something you ain't seen in a magazine. I put you in at a dope speed, now they can't scream. I mean, your click cool, but I got a better team. I'd rather scheme on a dollar than a scatterbrain. Crap, they kill them with a line. There's something so fresh, every witness turned blind. All eyes on me.
You know who it is. It's your girl, Miss Proper. And you are rocking with Nikki Rich on iJive Urban Rich Radio.
Nikki Rich.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We are live. It's Motivated Mondays, and tonight is Ladies Night. You can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And we're bringing in our last guest for the night of Ladies Night. And we are bringing in tonight, and we would like to welcome Miss Hannah Spivey. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you. Hello.
We're so excited that you're here tonight.
Yes, I'm staying here. I really thank you for having me here.
Yes, and we have DJ Unique. He's with us. He's co-hosting tonight as well. He's been
Hello.
Having us laughing, so
he's
Hello.
Having a great Hello. Yeah, Maria, there's a crook in that voice now. You sound like you're tired. You okay over there? Hey.
I'm good. There's a noise in the background.
Right. I know that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Too blessed to be stressed.
Oh. Okay. So tell us, Miss Hannah, we know that you have so much that you're working on right now. So tell us a little bit. First off, tell us where you're from.
I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I live in Fort Lauderdale,
okay.
Florida, but I'm originally from Miami.
Oh, Miami, my spot. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was it like growing up in Miami?
What was it like? I mean, it was, like I said, it was pretty tough being a kid, you know, poverty. You know, I mean, I was basically an introvert. I didn't really do much as a kid.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, mostly, like, just withdrawn and just staying at home most of the times and just being a kid. That's
oh, okay.
Exciting.
Yes. Well, I know you are currently working on your second novel. That's amazing,
yes,
in itself.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, my second novel is called The Bold and the Ugly Truth.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's going to be quite controversial. It encompasses sexuality, religion, politics, government, and education. So it's going to be quite controversial. So be on the lookout for it. It's called The Bold and the Ugly Truth because, I mean, what you read, it matches the title. And it's
mm-hmm.
going to be out sometime next year. I'm not sure when, because right now I'm in the process of promoting my first novel titled Ebony the Beloved.
Okay.
And it's been out for a few months now, so it took me like 5 months to write the book, and it's finally out. And I've been promoting it for about a year now, and it's been out for like, it's been published for about 5 months now. So
now, I got a chance to read a little bit about Ebony. Now, is there some relation to you and Ebony in the story, that specific character?
Yes, she and I do have some things in common as far as, like, you know, battling with low self-esteem issues, growing up impoverished, living with, you know, two parents who are so different and have opposing beliefs. And I was bullied as a child, but not to the extent like Ebony was.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the only thing that she and I have in common.
So what inspired you or motivated you to write this book, Ebony?
I wrote it because it was something that, you know, because I was, you know, I had discovered I discovered writing as my niche like 2 years ago, and I wanted to, you know, I knew I always had a way with words, and I decided to finally put it on paper officially and professionally. And I just like many other women and young girls who have tackled with self-esteem issues, and I said, well, let me just go ahead and turn this into a riveting book. And I said that, you know, I'm not the only one who's gone through this. I'm not sure a lot of young girls and women out there can relate to the main character. And that's why I tried to write the book. And, I mean, I've never looked back since. And I'm glad that I've taken this, I made this decision.
Wow. That's awesome. And, you know, we commend you for that. And I know you put your heart into it. And, you know, how did you come up with the title Ebony?
Originally, I was going to call it She Shall Weep No More. And I said, well, let me take, I want to try something more divergent. So I thought of Ebony because, you know, she's a dark-skinned girl. And, you know, like they have like this whole light-skin versus dark-skin complex. And I said, she's a dark-skinned girl. I don't want to make her out to be the typical light-skinned girl with light eyes. I want to make her as a dark-skinned girl with highly textured, coily hair. And I say, you know, she's not just, you know, a girl who's grown up in a broken home. She's not just another girl who's just trying to find herself, but regardless of what she thinks or how she feels about herself, she is beloved. And that's how I came up with Ebony the Beloved. And I said, this is unique, and it just sound catchy, and I just ran with it. So she's loved everywhere she goes, whether she believes it or not. A lot of women can relate to her.
I know you has it helped you, you know, in life, you know, how your attitude and everything, has it helped you as you write these books and, you know, relate to these characters? Do you kind of, is it kind of like a, what I would say, does it help you when you write, I guess, I don't want to say like a, you know, sometimes you talk to people and, does it help you personally? I know sometimes it's better to get things off your mind and just write it down, and, you know, you feel better sometimes. So that's what I'm trying to get out here.
Yeah, because, you know, usually the books that I read are usually like they're good books, but it's usually like the typical premise, the whole broken home thing, the whole poverty thing. Yes, my book does have those intricacies. However, I wanted to push the grain this time. I wanted to go outside of the box. I wanted to challenge the reader.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I am inspired by things that are just out of the norm. And I want to be, I don't want to be just another writer who talks about the same things, but taking it and just like, I mean, just putting more elements into it and just challenging the reader. And that I want to write a, in other words, I wanted to write a book that has never been written. And the books that I have read have inspired me to write books that are similar, but books that have never really been written to how they, you know what I mean? So I wanted to write something that's a book that is never, that you don't really get to read about or hear about every day. So that's how I came up with Ebony the Beloved.
Now, I know about the character Desmond. He's more like a smooth operator. Now, how did you come up with that character? Is it somebody you encountered before?
No, actually, that's interesting. someone did ask me if it was a real story, if it was a true story, and I said no.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, because she was, you know, she's grown up abused, and I wanted to just make Desmond a whole, some character who's never been heard of. It was just, I just wanted to just be extreme with the book, and I said, let me create a character who's in the same realm with today's celebrities that you hear about and read about in the blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he come from. He's just a smooth operator. He can have any woman he wants, and so for some reason, he takes a sudden romantic interest in Ebony. And that was,
and
yeah, and
that's when everything got turned upside down.
Yep. It really did. And he has his mother who lives with him, and she's so controlling, and, you know, no woman is good enough for his, for her only son, or her only child. And when she sees Ebony, she's just like, I mean, she goes through the roof. I mean, she hates Ebony. I mean, she hates it to where she becomes physical, and she just, I mean, she is like so determined to turn this young girl's life upside down. And she's only 15 years old. I mean, she's been through enough hell with her parents and her peers. So.
Now, as far as writing, has there been any challenges and any difficulties when writing your first or your second book?
I would say the biggest challenge for me is completing the book. I like to set a deadline for myself. And the most challenging thing while writing the book is procrastination. I do tend to procrastinate a lot. It's just so habitual. So I'm learning how to meet my goals and not, you know, let the time elapse. And I would say fleshing out the story, because the story contained a lot. It was riddled with a lot of holes, and I had to go back and plug in those holes. There were some scenes that were missing that I had to include. So I would say fleshing out the story and staying on schedule would be like the toughest things in while writing my first book.
That's
and,
awesome.
And I'm currently, aside from working on my second book, I'm also a ghostwriter. I'm currently ghostwriting an ebook. It's called, what is it called? It's called Shattered Vixen. Oh, the Woody Cash story. I mean, if you heard the term Woody, meaning white girl with a booty. And
I've never heard of that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's they use that term. It's you could, if you type in Wooty, Wooty, or Whooty, you can type it in a search engine on Twitter, and you'll come and you'll see that word. It's like an urban slang for, they use for Caucasian girls with a big butt. So I said, okay, well, let me go ahead, and I agree to ghostwriter, because I do want to add ghostwriting to my resume, so I'm currently doing that. And I just want to like put her more in a more of a positive light, because you know how the vixens, they don't really, vixens are not really, they're not always seen in a positive light. So I said, I'm going to put her, she's in a negative light, but I'm going to commute her to a positive light. So I'm currently working on that. So that'll be out soon. It'll be completed by the latter of this month. So we're going to look out for about Shattered Vixen, the Woody Cash story.
Now you are a grinder. You is grinding over there. You writing up away. I mean, do you ever sleep? I mean, you writing second novel. You over there ghostwriting. I mean, you are doing it up.
Yeah, yeah, I do procrastinate a lot, but I won't give myself too much credit. But yeah, I am doing what I'm doing, just trying to set up shop and promote Ebony and stuff. So, yep.
All right, man. Ebony. Let me know.
You look to write a, I mean, I see a book. I mean, a movie for Ebony. Are you gonna?
Uh huh. Yeah, people told me that. Yeah, that's in the works too. So. We'll look out for it.
Uh-oh.
It's in the work.
Okay.
Now, if you need somebody with, I can film, I can help film, but the movie has to be on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotta start somewhere.
That's how much I can't do too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can try to help you.
Okay,
but,
great.
Now, I see it because it kind of reminds me of, you know, when I think about the book, Ebony, The Beloved, I think of, like the movie. You remember The Beloved, the movie?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
I think, and, you know, just reading it, I just think of that type
mm-hmm.
of movie. That's how I see that. And, you know, I see a movie out of this.
Definitely.
And I know
mm-hmm.
you're going to do really well with that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's very intense. I always tell readers, you know, the language is very coarse and the content is very, very intense. So it may be offensive to you. So I always tell people before they read it, you know, what they're in, that they're in for a big treat. And
uh-huh.
I'm also working on the a non-profit organization. It's geared towards young girls and women. It's all about fostering self love, self sufficiency, and empowerment. So that's in the works as well. And yeah, I'm just in the process of promoting Ebony. She's my main focus, and I'm just networking. And I have my first book signing that's going to commence this Saturday at the university that I frequent, and it's like a women empowerment group. Well, sorry, a women empowerment conference. And I'll be, you know, promoting Ebony, telling people about it, speaking about Ebony, and, yeah, it's going to be a great experience.
I know that's right. Ebony and Renee need to get together, you know, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a lost boy, and we got Renee, and you have Ebony.
Mm-hmm.
So we go up to meet and clash up and make another novel, the Ebony and Renee story.
Mm-hmm.
You doing the thing, Bob, man. He's grinding it out, man. For real, man.
You're
ghostwriting, man. You sound like a rapper over there. I'm ghostwriting. I ain't no writer, you know, ghostwrite. I know that's right.
Oh yeah, they do. Cause even poetry. Cause I even write. I also write poems.
Wow.
Mhm.
You better do it.
I write poems. I write novels. I also have 3 ebooks that are on Lulu.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're all short stories, and you can get them on Lulu. One of them is called, let me see, one of them is called My Sharia Moore. The second one is called Payback is an SOB. And the third one is called Lloyd Tube. So those are like 3 short fiction ebooks.
Right now.
That's hard. See, this is why I'm talking about Motivated Mondays.
she's out here with all these e-books, you know, these novels. That's motivational in itself. If she can do all this, you know, somebody else. I know we all have a vision. We have things that we strive for. This is amazing right here tonight. That's why we bring people on Motivated Money, to motivate others. You know, sometimes you might feel down or get in your little, your rut where you don't want to continue on, but just listening to you, I mean, Hannah, you are doing it up. So, I mean, it's just, you know, you have no choice but to be motivated. I mean, just listening to you is crazy. I mean, all that you're doing, and you are, you have that drive. You are really doing it right now. Just one book is hard enough. I mean, you got several books, and you got an e-book, the e-book.
Yeah, I have like three So yeah, and I have like the fourth ebook is incomplete, but I'll be finishing that one up next year. So that'll be out along with the second novel. So yeah.
Well, we commend to you on everything that you're doing. I mean, just keep doing it. And is there a way that people can contact you in case they would like to learn more about your book and how they could purchase them?
Yeah, they can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter name is Boss Lady Writer. When you write something, I'm a writer, Boss Lady Writer. One word. They can also they can find Ebony, the novel. They can find it on Amazon, Books a Million, and Barnes and Nobles. And they can find my ebooks on Lulu.com. It's L-U-L-U, www.lulu.com. And if they don't remember the name of the titles of the ebooks, they can just type in my full name, which is Hannah Spivey. My first name is spelled H-A-N-N as in Nancy, A-H. Last name is spelled S as in Sam, P as in Park, I as in Ice, V as in Victory, E as in Elephant, Y as in Yellow. And they'll find all my ebooks, including Ebony, because that's all. That's oh no, it isn't. No. Just the three ebooks. My Sharia Moore, Payback is an SOB, and Lloyd too. It's like my favorite singer, Lloyd. So I turned into a fiction ebook. So yeah.
You see that, DJ? You need to turn Lloyd into a fiction book. That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
I hear over there.
Ebony got her own page. I'm gonna meet Ebony.
Yeah, you're gonna meet Ebony.
I know that's right.
Yeah, just buy the book and you'll get acquainted with her.
I know that's right.
You hear her? She said purchase, and you will get acquainted with purchase her book.
Yep.
Most definitely.
And and also have my personal blog. It's www.youcametotherightplace.blogspot.com. I repeat it again, it's www.youcametotherightplace.blogspot.com. And that's like my personal blog. That's where I share personal interests, poems, book reviews, et cetera, et cetera. I'm also an avid reader, so you can also connect with me there, subscribe to my blog, drop me a few comments here and there, you know, and yeah, and you can also email me. I also have an email address. It's on H as in Holiday, D as in Dog, S as in Sam, P as in Park, I as in Ice, V as in Victory, E as in Elephant, Y as in Yellow, @hotmail.com. And you can reach out to me there. So, yep, that's it.
All righty. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being on the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you. We welcome you back anytime.
You know, I know you have that second novel coming up soon.
Yes.
And more ebooks. So you can come on and share that with us as well.
Most definitely. I really I thank you for giving me that opportunity again. So, yeah, I will we'll be in touch.
All right. Well, thank you again. And, you know, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless.
Thank you, and likewise.
All right. Well, we're going to thank her for coming on tonight. We are so excited. Tonight has been such motivating. I mean, we started off with $1 college, you know, to motivate and get these kids in school. And the way you can do that is to donate. Then we went to Miss Khaleesi's reality. She has a website blog where she motivates women and men, you know, through issues that they might have going on. Just really talking to another person is motivating in itself, and try to, you know, get them on the right track. And now we end with Miss Hannah Spivey. She has her book, Ebony, that she has out right now, so you can go and purchase that, and also follow her on Twitter at HDSlivy. And we're so excited. It's been real tonight. You enjoyed yourself, DJ Unique?
Oh man, you know I always enjoy Nicky Rich. So like, hey.
Well, I'm gonna go to the phone lines right quick. I see we have one caller, so we're gonna go to the phone lines. We're gonna go to 704-904. You are on the air with Nicky Rich.
Hey, hey, Nicky, Big Daddy, 403 Mob. How are you doing this evening?
We're good. We're good. How are you?
Oh, we're getting ready for tomorrow night's show.
Oh, we're excited about tomorrow.
Yes, so are we. So are we. I'm not going to give any details tonight. I was hoping to shout Hannah out. She wrote an article about us, but I didn't get in time.
Oh, she's still on, so and she hears you.
She hears me. Well, shout out, Hannah. Appreciate that.
Hannah, that is awesome. That's awesome. Tell us a little bit, right quickly, about the article before we go off air.
Me or Hannah?
You.
Okay, well, she had wrote a real nice article in the magazine, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't really quote it. It's been like a month or so ago, but a real nice article, and we really appreciate that. It was on the Rise magazine is who the article was with, and she was the author.
That's awesome. Awesome. But we're looking forward to you guys coming on tomorrow. Our guest tomorrow, we have our co-host. Our guest co-host will be Miss Proper. And we're going to have our guest will be 403 Mob, along with Do or Die, a.k.a. Do or Die, and also DJ Live, one of System Parts. It's going to be crazy tomorrow, so we're going to get it in. Are you ready?
Absolutely. If it's done I'm absolutely ready. And if it's done on the Nicky Rich Show, I know it's going to be hot.
It is. It is. Well, we thank you for tuning in tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome. I try to catch every show I can.
Thank you so much. Also, just to let everybody know, major shout out to Tango. He just hit us up on Twitter saying he listens every night. I know y'all might remember Tango. You remember Tango? I love New
Tango.
York.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just shouted us out. So major shout out to him and everything he has going on right now. Much love to all our guests that came through. It's been so crazy tonight. And I just really enjoyed myself. I love to, you know, like I say, today was Motivated Mondays, and we got it in. It didn't even seem like a Monday, did it?
Oh, nah, never that.
No, we get it in every night. So much love to everybody. And everybody, man, the chat room is live. is crazy. I don't know if you got a chance to check out the chat room, but they getting it in. I see
what's
we got Miss Tanya Moreau.
Miss
Tanya Moreau. Everybody. Miss Deborah Cox, he's in there. We getting it in, man. All the guests in the house showing love, you know. Shout out to everybody listening to the Nikki Rich Show.
Most definitely.
Like I said, on Friday we got Cassidy coming through. That's gonna be hot.
Oh man. I mean, that's my favorite rapper right there, man. He biting niggas' heads off. That's how you say it. I'm biting niggas' heads off. That's my dude right there. Shout out to Cassidy, man.
Yeah, Cassidy gonna be on Friday. And like I said, tomorrow we got Do or Die. Man, I'm excited to hear them.
Man, they're a classic group right there. From Chicago, stand up. I did a couple of events with them. Shout out to them. You know, that's going to be a great interview, you know what I'm saying? Because I like them because they're very underrated, you know what I'm saying? And they real hot, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people be sleeping on them, you know what I'm saying? They still doing, man, they're on the road.
Exactly. And on Wednesday, we're going to bring the R&B back, man. We're going to bring it back. We're going to go all the way to Cali for the R&B with DeVere. He's going to be bringing it. And we're going to have our six Love Raw Uncut Egos down that day.
Oh, man.
Everybody got questions? You just send them to Troy Rawlings. He has the six Love Raw Uncut segment. And on Thursday, DJ Unique, you got a mix segment. And it's, you know, it's pretty hot. I know it was our first time last week, but everybody was feeling that.
Oh, yeah, I hit him with that one little track. We might come with more this week, you know what I'm saying? Because that was just a teaser, you know what I'm saying? But the mixtape is out right now. It's called The GOAT. It's on that tip, you know what I'm saying? That motivating right now in the streets. I'm actually working on a new mixtape. Oh, yeah, shout out to Blind Fury, man. Shout out to the big homie, man. I got to chop it up with him today,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I saw him in the, live at the studio, man. You look out for his album, you know what I'm saying? You can follow him on Twitter at Blind Fury. You know what I'm saying? The one assistant park champ. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely working on his album right now. And he definitely shouted you out. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely. He said, yeah. You know, Nicky's rich. So I had to shout him out. You know what I'm saying? And follow me on Twitter, DJUnique23. Any artist want to get at me? You know what I'm saying? About anything, hosting, parties. You know what I'm saying? I do it all. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter. You want to book artists. Shout out to Cherokee, the porn star, my boy, lady, icon. You know what I'm saying? The whole team, Chucky, DJs. Any DJs listening and get at me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Because we're looking for DJs every day to come a part of our team, Team Chucky DJs. And shout out to you, Miss Nikki Rich, and the world. Shout out to everybody, man.
Thank you. And, you know, we want to let everybody know. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Miss Nikki Rich. Or you can also follow the Nikki Rich Show at Nikki Rich Show. And, you know, we also want to let everybody know that, you know, we got the word to let everybody know that Trick Day said he looking to be, you know, collab with some artists. You know, he's down to collab. So any artists, y'all get up with the 305 Mayor. Trick Daddy, he told us, he gave us the word.
Oh, yeah, most definitely,
he,
man.
He told us, you know, so we can just get the word out.
Well, definitely doing the verses real quick and simple, man. It's nothing to the boy. He said to all the artists, don't be scared, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk too much, but anybody out there that club promoters want to book parties, you know what I'm saying? I'm also doing currently, I'm working with Nastasia, you know what I'm saying, for the Bad Girls Club. Season 7, you know what I'm saying? So y'all can follow me on Twitter at DJUnique23. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can get her to host parties, you know what I'm saying? Her mixtape about to drop, you know what I'm saying, real soon, man. I think she's on TV right now, you know what I'm saying, as we speak.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
y'all make sure if y'all want her to come, because she's actually doing birthday parties, you know what I'm saying? She's taking birthday events, you know what I'm saying? Her birthday is coming up in December, so she's taking dates. Holla at us.
Most definitely. Shout out to Stassi. She was on our show a couple of weeks ago. It was a pretty hot show. We had JT Money to come through, along with DeAndre Bonds. Actor DeAndre Bonds came through. Man, that, oh, and we also had, who was the other artist?
Your favorite shorty.
No, it wasn't. No, I'm talking about when Stassi came through. It wasn't Stuntman. No, it wasn't Stuntman. It was, Parlay. It was Parlay.
From the franchise boys.
Parlay.
Parlay. Parlay. That's the realest interview out of all. That dude said, you want to know what I do? I sell crack on the radio. Wow.
That interview was crazy.
That interview was crazy.
So, everybody, you got to go listen to that interview with Stassi. The whole thing was crazy. We had like 5 people we interviewed in one day. It was crazy.
Him. Man, shout out to the boss lady, Cherokee. She called up there too, didn't she? I called.
Yes. It was crazy.
I heard Cherokee numbers is going up on iTunes.
Yes, and Cherokee was a guest on the Nikki Rich show as well. So we've been getting it in, man. It's crazy, and we're going to continue to do that, just grow. And today was our first official day. We just got picked up on another network with over 13,000 monthly listeners, with over 100 countries, web visitors, and it is the College Underground Radio out of Chicago. So we're invading the college airwaves right now, and we're on 24/7, so you can go and listen on the Chicago College Underground Radio. So go and check it out at collegeundergroundradio.com. And you will see the Nikki Rich show.
Wow.
So we launched today, so it's exciting. So we're going to see where this goes, and we're working, and we're growing. We're expanding, man. We're finally expanding, so. You know, God is really moving.
Well, definitely, man. Definitely. You move every day. Man, keep it first. The rest of it will come true.
Yes, we're working. But I would like to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. We have really had some powerful women to come through. And it's really been truly been motivational today. And that's why we call it Motivational Monday, because we bring in the hottest.
Oh, yes. TT!
Yes.
$1.
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. We have special guest co-host, Miss Proper, guest for 3 Mob, a.k.a. of Do or Die, and 106 and Park DJ Live. And right now, we're going to end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless. And check it here first. Escape. Let's just kick it.
Every man. the real niggas. This is for the niggas. Strictly for Nikki Reed.
Now listen to the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.